What are the most unusual things you find in garbage cans? A journalist questions members of the Scavengers Protective Association, Incorporated. By James Chaville. Boris Strezzi?
After a wedding or baby shower, I find lots of gifts in the garbage. What you don't like, you throw away, I guess. Sell it, you're a cheapskate. Give it, you feel guilty, so you chuck it in the garbage.
Duckman?
Bikes, baby cribs, brand new coats. Big hotels are the best for clothing. Family districts, you don't see nothing too unusual. Lots of little stuff. But hotels, you hold your breath for chuck-offs. People buy too much and stagger out loaded. They don't have no camels nowadays, and planes don't carry all that stuff. My dog sleeps in the baby crib.
Benson?
In the trash behind the old Hall of Justice once, I found a wooden leg.
Jones?
Plenty of girly pictures. You know, gals stacked up to the sky. You see one of them coming at you in real life, you take off zoom like a rocket. But in a garbage can, they don't smell so real.
Ferrari?
I found helmets, medals, and a bayonet for my World War I collection. The bayonet's the first kind they made where you stick it in, twist, and it don't come out without bringing half a guy's insides with it. I like to take a war in the past. The uniforms were more colorful, and to wear those helmets, you must have had a head as strong as a rock. When you got a medal, they strung it real fruitcake on a rainbow ribbon. You didn't just load your chest with little bars and flags like now.
Hanford?
Picture frames. Pictures, too, sometimes. Landscapes, mostly. Cows, trees. Once I found a picture of Jesus Christ. I've got 30 picture frames at home. All kinds of frames, from plain to fancy. Haven't bought one since I married. Sometimes I just put them on the wall. When there's nothing in the frame, you can see the frame real good.
Swinton?
I've got about 20 radios I found. All around my house, on the floor, on shelves, in closets, on the bureau. That way I make my own stereo. Maybe I turn on four at the same time or listen to different shows in different rooms. News for breakfast in the kitchen, music in the bathroom, baseball in the backyard with a beer, politicians in the basement. Sometimes I just turn them all off and walk around quiet through the rooms. That's a good feeling, too, looking at all those radios.
Painter?
Cash, wristwatches, and a gold wedding ring.
Hamilton.
Old books. You never saw so many goddamn old books with weird titles like Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
Bendini.
The most unusual thing I ever found was an espresso machine. It worked, and I still use it in my home. Every morning with that coffee, and you've got the stomach for a day with garbage.